We came here not to look at graves, but to try and find out where and when he was born. And it was into this church that I went. This is the church of St. Andre, this ugly building in Salzburg. It used to be not quite so ugly, but it was never very beautiful. And I don't know if it's we British or you Americans who dropped some bombs on it during the war, but it's changed it slightly. And in that church, I found the records of birth and baptism of Christian Doppler. He was not baptized in this church because this church wasn't standing in 1803 when he was born. That was the one. That was the church of St. Andre in those days. But we are told that only two pieces of this church were carried on to the new church. One is a Madonna, and the other is this font. So this is probably the font in which Christian Doppler was baptized. And it is of the pink Untersberg marble and may well have been made by one of his ancestors. Now, in that church, I turned up through the entries of baptisms, and this last one here on this page, it's written in old German script, and of course it's in Latin. But I got the lady there to type us out a modern version, and I've even typed out one in the English language for you. And this tells us that it was Christian Andreas Doppler. So Johann Christian Doppler and Christian Johann Doppler turns out really to be Christian Andreas Doppler. Was born on the 29th of November 1803 at 11 a.m. and was baptized on the same day at 3 p.m. And that was usually in those days. The baby was baptized while it was a few hours old, while it was still alive. Because if you look in the book here and you see the numbers of those that already have crosses on them before they're written in. And if you think of the effect of the Doppler principle on antenatal care in monitoring the fetal heart, what effect Doppler has had in removing a lot of those crosses. So we see then that Johann Christian and Christian Johann really was Christian Andreas, and when I reported this in reply to an article written by Dennis White in Ultrasound and Medicine and Biology, I think it was the first time that the correct name had appeared in print.